But you must know that as long as you have a body, you can experience pain from it. Yeah. You can experience pain from it. When we meditate and you experience a bit of discomfort, we attribute the discomfort to meditation. We never attribute the discomfort to the body. Yeah, we never. But if you really think about it, when you meditate, it's not always uncomfortable. Yeah? So it's conditional. And the body is part of that condition. The body don't always give us pain also. Yeah? The body can give us pleasure as well. Throughout our life, we spend quite a bit of our time pursuing pleasure. Yeah, pursuing pleasure. Nothing that wrong for you all to pursue pleasure. Yeah. But in our pursuit for that, sometimes we may forget that the body don't just give us pleasure. Sometimes it doesn't give us pain, doesn't give us pleasure. When that happens, usually we feel boredom. Yeah. The absence of pain and pleasure. We are oblivious of it, but we respond with boredom. Do you ever get bored when you are in pain? No. Do you ever get bored when you are experiencing pleasure? Like go for a meal, and then, wow, then halfway through, I am so bored. Why, what happened? Is the food not nice? No, it's very nice. Then why are you bored? You know, that's why I'm bored, ma. It's so tasty, I'm so bored. Yeah, or you go for a movie, and then halfway through you're, ah. Your friends are, like, hey, why? So boring. Huh? No, it's very exciting. That's why I'm bored. We are never bored when it's good. If you have teeth, then you can potentially have toothache. If you have a head, you can potentially have headache. So if you don't want to have toothache, you take out your teeth. If you don't have headache, take out your head. But the principle itself is not wrong, you know. Yeah. That this body itself can give you these three broad kinds of feelings, sensation. Painful, pleasant, neither painful nor pleasant sensation. And this is the nature of this body. So, but we question it when we have pain. We get bored when we don't have pain or pleasure. But we never question when we are having pleasure. Yeah, when things are going well, we never question, how come? A student in another class, he asked me, Sifu, in the past 2 years, I've been having one physical ailment after another. Can you explain to me why? Is this due to karma? So I said, this is like the 2008 Lehman Brothers crisis, you know. All the uncle auntie who dabble in, you know, all the bonds and shares and stocks. Oh, they tell the press, oh, we don't know what happened. How come it's like that? No one explained to me. So I mean, it's quite sad. But then I ask people, when they were having a good time and they were earning a lot of money, yeah, when the brokers informed them that they have earned 10% here, they have earned a few hundred thousand there, Do they tell the broker, hey, why you give me $100,000? Huh? Why should I be? They never say that. So I told that student, in the same way, I asked him, so before these 2 years, how was your health? And then he thought about it, and he answered very truthfully. He said, as a matter of fact, since young, until 2 years ago, his health has been very good. Yeah, so I asked him, so all these years, did you not question how come you have good health? This is the way we are. When we have good health, we don't question it. When we have bad health, oh, how come I fall sick? Yeah, so good to fall sick once in a while, huh? Reminder of our, this the nature of the